हरे कृष्णा। डोंट लुक ओवर टेम्पटेशन, ओवर लुक इट। आवर आईज हैव अ थर्स्ट फॉर गुड लुकिंग ऑब्जेक्ट्स। इनफैक्ट आवर होल बीइंग हैज अ क्रेविंग फॉर प्लेजर, एंड वेन एवर वी कम अक्रॉस अ गुड लुकिंग ऑब्जेक्ट, ऑफन वी लुक ओवर इट, ट्राइंग टू विजुअली कंज्यूम इट, trying to extract as much pleasure through that sight as possible. This longing for pleasure is innate to us. We have the longing for pleasure, but along with that, we also have the intelligence to choose the right pleasure, the intelligence to differentiate between that pleasure which is real and lasting and that pleasure which is illusory and fleeting. So, the good-looking objects of this world can give us some pleasure, but that pleasure is temporary, it's short-lived. And the objects themselves, their good looks themselves are not very long-lived. And even if those looks stay for long, for a few years, for a few decades, actually how much can we consume them? Our own capacity to enjoy them is limited. Our senses capacity to enjoy the sense objects is limited, and that's why the pleasure we get through them is limited. And when we recognize that actually we are souls who are parts of Krishna, and Krishna is all attractive, he is supremely beautiful, in beholding the attractive form of Krishna we can relish the supreme happiness. When we understand this, then when we realize that we don't have to look over temptation, craving and slaving to get a little pleasure, we can overlook the temptation and look beyond it towards Krishna. And when we do this, when we redirect our vision towards Krishna, the more we become connected with Krishna, the less we will crave and thereafter slave for worldly objects. The Bhagavad Gita tells in 2.59, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. It says vishaya vinivartante. Vishaya is sense objects. Vinivartante, when one gives up those sense objects, niraharasya dehinaha. Dehinaha, the embodied soul feels as if niraharasya, as if I am not having any ahar, I am not having any food. Rasavarjam rasopyasya, that although one gives up the pleasure, but still the craving remains. One is not indulging, but still one is longing. But param drishtva nivartate, param drishtva. When one gets, drishtva is vision, param is higher. So param drishtva means when we get a higher vision, when we get a spiritual insight, nivartate, we become steadily situated. That means when we get the higher wisdom, then we refrain, we connect with, we understand the true nature of happiness, and we turn towards Krishna, who is the source of the highest happiness. So while we are trying to focus on Krishna, temptations will still come our way. And at that time, instead of looking over them, thinking, maybe I should enjoy, how much can I enjoy, how much can I indulge without getting into trouble, if you can just stay firm, overlook it. No, I have something higher to look at. Let me turn towards Krishna. Let me focus on Krishna. Let me become absorbed in Krishna. In this way, when we overlook temptation, we can march steadily and be joyful because of our connection with Krishna even in this world, and then become supremely joyful when we become fully connected with Krishna, fully absorbed in Krishna, and become elevated to Him, elevated to His eternal abode on developing pure love for Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.